And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to another edition of the Hoosier Sound Off, recorded on Monday evening, February 24th, 2020. I am your host, Andrew Rude, and I'm here for a quick roundup of IU Sports News. Indiana baseball is on a four-game winning streak after going 3-0 in the South Alabama tournament this past weekend. The Hoosiers defeated UT Martin 3-2 on Friday after picking up two runs in the fifth inning while trailing by one. On Saturday, Indiana defeated the host team, South Alabama, 4-2 after jumping out to an early three-run lead in the first inning. Finally, the Hoosiers scored double-digit runs for the first time this season after defeating Siena 12-3 on Sunday. Sophomore pitcher Tommy Summer and freshman Gabe Bierman and Braden Tucker each recorded a victory on the weekend. The Hoosiers are now 4-2 on the season and play their home opener against Butler on Wednesday afternoon. Indiana women's basketball came out of Minnesota with a victory after defeating the Golden Gophers 75-69 Saturday afternoon. The Hoosiers were led by redshirt junior Allie Patberg, who scored a season-high 29 points while shooting 12-22 from the field. Sophomore guard Grace Berger chipped in 18 points and 5 assists on the night. Both teams battled back and forth with 10 lead changes during the first half, and Indiana holding a 2-point lead at the break. The Hoosiers stretched their lead to 9 in the second half, but the Gophers tied the game back up at 59-all. Berger hit back-to-back shots late and a 3-pointer, putting the contest out of reach for the Gophers. Indiana improved to 21-7 and now are 11-5 in Big Ten play. They are back in action on Thursday night at home against Nebraska. The game is set for 6 p.m. and will be aired on Big Ten Network. Indiana's Trace Jackson Davis was named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Week on Monday afternoon. The honor was Jackson Davis's fifth of the season as he continues his standout performance in his first season with the Hoosiers. This past week he recorded a career-high 27 points and 16 rebounds against Minnesota, and then followed it up with 13 points and 10 boards against Penn State on Sunday. The former Indiana Mr. Basketball has 9 double-doubles on the season and leads the Hoosiers in scoring, rebounds, field goal percentage, block shots, free throws made, and free throws attempted. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all our insightful articles. We will catch you next Monday, March 2nd, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.